You're listening to Hottery Humble.
No howling, only wooing.
Let's go, Hawks! Let's go!
Welcome to episode 33, Jimmy Witt number of the 33. Humble Podcast.
Scotty Pippen too,
33?
Yeah.
I am the humblest man on earth, Tommy Stickle, and I am joined, as always, by the greatest value, Chaz. How are you doing today, Chaz?
I'm good. Do you like me interrupting you there and your little welcome?
Absolutely. It's what makes it so good. And I didn't say the greatest value, formerly known as Chad Graham, which I like to do, but you're Chaz.
Just Chaz. I'm going crazy, Tommy. I'm stuck at home. You do this every day. I don't know how you do it, man.
Yes, cool. I'm a full-time telecommuter. Have been for roughly 9 years with my company, so I'm a pro at this stay-at-home thing. I know what I'm doing. Chad is a complete noob. And he's in trouble.
Oh man, every ounce of my being. I have to be around people. I mean, I'm around my family, but they just cry a lot, you know?
They do. Yes, families cry a lot, especially when you're around. And
great being around them. Man.
One thing I've found that helps, just drop and do like 10 push-ups every once in a while, or 20 push-ups. Oh. Just drop and do it. It's really good. Just when you think about it, just do it. Takes a minute.
How would you say your push-up form is?
That's interesting, because I bet 95% of people would say they have immaculate push-up form, and yet only 20% of people actually do.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, just based off that I would that mine's pretty good, but not the best. I will say this. When I do push-ups, I get the full motion. Like, what drives me crazy, obviously you got to have the cheaters. Flat back. I don't like when people don't fully extend back up. And then when you go down, I let my chest touch the ground. If your chest ain't touching the ground and you're not fully extended on the back, just what are you doing? You got to go the full extension, people.
Yeah, that's cheating. I also don't like the stick your booty up in the air. You know, those people.
Sometimes it happens, you know, if you're struggling for that last rep, but For the most part, you better be plank.
No matter what, booty's coming down. I don't care. I think how many push-ups can you do at one time?
Right now, I can do probably max 23 push-ups, just straight, just knock them out. Very little.
If you can
rest
do 23,
between.
You can do 25.
Right? I've tried. I can't do 25. I can't. My arms get tired. I told you. Do you remember my New Year's resolution, Chad, this year?
Yes.
About push-ups. Yes. I've been pretty good with them. So I'm at 23, and that's been like my, you know when you reach your max, like when you're bench pressing or whatever, and like you can't do, that's 23. I can't go above
it. That's it.
Yeah, my muscles are done. So I still gotta build it up. But I can do 20 consistently, like bang them out. I'm good with
that. That's 20. A good feeling.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a good feeling.
Need to get better though. I'm working on it. So Chad, I'm going to go ahead and throw this warning, caveat, whatever you
want
to call it.
Warning.
We don't have a lot of Arkansas Razorback content. I don't know how anybody could have a lot of Arkansas Razorback content unless they're interviewing Sam Pittman or Eric Musselman or somebody really cool. There's just not a
Corliss
lot of people
Williams.
Right now. Yeah, Corliss. Yeah. We don't have any guests today. So right now, not a ton of Razorback content. In fact, we have zero Razorback content. There's nothing. So if you are here just for Razorback content, I really appreciate you listening thus far. It's been awesome to have you. We really appreciate you. Go follow us on Twitter and all that jazz. But here's a great place to push stop and move on to your next
attempt at
getting Razorback content. But it ain't happening. But you don't want to do that, exactly. So for everyone else, thanks for sticking on. Let's get into a topic here that, again, totally not related to the Razorbacks, but still a fun topic. Hopefully, it'll be fun to listen to. I wanted to talk with Chad today about everyone's got their own opinion, but what are the four all-time best sports movies of all time?
Sports movies.
So I did my list. I'm sure Chad has his list. He probably has it memorized because you know he's going straight from his gut. You know he didn't write this down.
That's how I roll.
Of course, I wrote mine down because I'd forget. But I had to separate mine. There's so many good sports movies, or maybe the better way of phrasing it is that there's some really good ones, and then there's just a ton of pretty good ones. I think that's probably the more accurate way of phrasing it. And it's like, it's really hard to differentiate between all of those pretty good ones, but still, I have mine kind of your dramas and then your comedies. And then I have overrated sports movies. Those are my three categories. So I feel like that would be a fun place to start. What do you think, Chad?
I think that's great.
All right. So this one, I'm going with the drama category, okay?
Okay.
So, Chad, we each have to do this. You have to say if you've seen the movie, if you agree, and all that good stuff, okay? So number one, I'm going to start out with just straight up number one best movie, sports movie of all time. Number one, Remember the Titan.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's the best.
It's not the best, but it's a good one.
I think it's the best.
Who hasn't seen it?
If you're listening and haven't seen Remember the Titans, you truly are missing out on a treasure.
Put your hand down. You smiling?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football. Football's fun.
Fun, sir.
Fun, sir.
It's fun.
Yes.
You sure?
I think
so. Now you're thinking. First you smile, then you think. You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Yes. No.
No?
Sir. Well, it was fun.
Not anymore, though, is it? Is it?
No, not by
now. No, it's not fun anymore. No. Not even a little bit.
No.
Make up your mind.
No, no.
Think, since you're thinking now, go on, think. No, is it fun?
No, sir.
No.
No, sir.
Absolutely not?
Zero fun, sir.
All right, listen up. I'm Coach Boone. I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have.
It does
this
have
season.
Some comedic parts, it's got some very serious parts. It's got all the grit and determination. It's about overcoming obstacles. It's about all the good. It just represents all the goodness in life, I feel like, in one movie.
What's the best part of it?
The best part is no doubt strong
Aiden
side.
Panettiere.
No.
Just kidding.
No. She's fine. She's funny. She's that cute little SJ2-y. There's a little Arkansas reference.
The coach's kid.
Yeah, from The Blind Side. She's like the SJ before SJ was that in The Blind Side. Blind Side, a movie we will not likely be talking much about today.
Gross.
But yeah, what do they say back and forth? Strong side. Left side.
Strong side.
Left side.
Fun fact, my younger years, I had longer hair and I bleached it blonde like an idiot. And so I had the nickname Sunshine my freshman year because I had hair that looked like that.
Oh, fun.
Little fun fact.
Yep. Got to see a picture of that. I don't think I've ever seen a picture of that.
I don't think so.
Proud days. No regrets.
Few regrets.
So do you want me to go through my whole list, Chad, or do we want to go back and forth?
All right, yeah, I'll go back and forth. My number one should come in no surprise, Space Jam. I don't know
Space
how you got
Jam.
It. How did you put Remember the Titans over Space Jam? You want to know why it's the best movie of all time, Tommy?
I bet I can guess what you're going to say.
It has action, it has comedy, it has drama, suspense, and it
sci-fi, science fiction for sure.
And it has a great ending and a great message for people to go follow your dreams. And if you follow your dreams and you're not very good at it, then go back at what you're good at.
I believe I can fly.
Oh, man. Such a good soundtrack, too. Tell me the soundtrack for Remember the Titans is half as good.
Ain't
as
no mountain high, ain't no valley low.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so it's got a pretty good one, too, Chad.
I mean, you got Fly Like an Eagle. You got just the Space Jam song. Don't fly like an eagle. Dude, so good.
I haven't seen that one in a while either.
Basketball Jones.
By the way, it just hit me. Space Jam has three different sports in it, right? That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
It's got golf. It's got baseball and basketball.
It's got a good villain.
He's a very 90s villain.
Danny DeVito.
He's funny.
Such a good movie.
Eh, it's pretty good.
It's, oh, come on.
It's pretty... Chad, what will you do if Space Jam 2 is actually somehow better than Space Jam?
Oh, come on.
What, can you even envision that being true for you? What if Michael Jordan is in it and you, and no, you don't know?
No chance. No chance. Either.
All right. Well, I'm going to move on to my number two, Chad. This one's going to be a curveball for you. I don't think you're going to see this one coming. I love this movie. It's really cool. Moneyball, number two favorite sports movie.
Okay.
Did you see Moneyball, Chad?
I did see Moneyball.
Brad Pitt, Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill? Yep.
Really good. I loved
it. Pretty good.
The drama of it. I love the connection between the dad and the daughter. There's some cool moments there. Yeah. Just the drama of... I think that it has pieces that are probably really accurate in the sports world when you're a professional. Like Brad Pitt's kind of has to keep his, Billy Bean has to keep his distance from players. And then when he kind of actually commits to them and gets to know them a little bit better, they start performing better. I just think it's a really well-made movie. And, you know, it's just overcoming those obstacles. You know, to me, the thing that stands out in that movie is where he goes, there's the bad teams. And then there's like, I can't remember the quote exactly. And then like 30 piles of crap. And then there's us, you know?
What's the problem, Barry?
We need 38 home runs, 120 RBIs, and 47 doubles to replace.
The problem we're trying to solve is that there are rich teams and there are poor teams. Then there's 50 feet of crap. And then there's us.
That's how bad we are. And it's just true.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I haven't seen it in a long time. I don't Fantastic. Know if it's one that like you watch over and over again.
I right? love it. I can. I think it's great.
I could watch Remember the Titans over and over again. Obviously Space Jam over and over. But I don't know if I could watch that one over and over again.
I think Jonah Hill's a good character. I think great movies you don't have to be able to watch over and over. I get that. I get why you say that, but I think the best movies I don't watch very often. Like I've watched them a couple times and I'm good. I don't really need to, but that's probably more of a movie snob kind of take. I'll say that.
Also, there's no point in buying movies to that point. How many times do you go to your movie collection, pull out a movie and watch it? Never.
I feel like when you were a kid, you did that because you just had so much time, but I don't even know what kids do anymore. They probably don't even do that. So they probably just find a YouTube video to watch of some stupid kid opening toys or something, you know? So it's just different. I agree. I don't invest money in media, in any kind of media, because it's going to go obsolete and be a waste of money really soon. So Chad, what is your number two?
Number two, Hoosiers. Hoosiers. Have you seen Hoosiers?
Been a while.
Oh, come on.
It's been a long time.
Hoosiers is a fantastic movie. You think about it. There are two states.
Indiana?
There are two states in the country that still have this today. To where every school plays in the state tournament, no matter the size, small to big. Kentucky and Indiana, they have a big pool. In Kentucky, they have like the class 1A, the smallest schools. They have their own little tournament. Then they go play in the big boy tournament. So it's really cool when you have like a smaller school. Typically, they don't win at all. But you have like a smaller school and you play a bigger school. And that's like really cool to do. I mean, this is everything. I mean, if you love basketball, Hoosiers is just, it's everything.
That was one that was also on my wife Mandy's favorite four that she listed. So she loves that one as well. I feel like that's classic. I feel like that's on a lot of people's top four. So it's a very solid pick.
You call me not original? Is that what you're saying?
I guess is one way to. It's popular. I don't know if that means you're not original. It's a popular pick. All right, okay, I'm gonna go with my number three. Love this movie. I don't think you're going to like my pick for number three, A League of Their Own.
Oh, geez.
Such a good movie. Have you seen it, Chad? You say, oh, geez, I bet you haven't even watched it.
I haven't even seen it.
Yeah, I thought so. What do you think A League of Their Own is about, Chad?
I think it's about women playing sports.
There's that in there. Yep. The Rockford Peaches is their team. It's about World War II. It's about a women's league they set up because people need entertainment and there's no men around to entertain them to play baseball because they're fighting a war, Chad. It's about
the
greatest generation, okay? And they don't set up the girl league just because of equality and all that. No, it's an entertainment. And in fact, that's a big part of it. You know, these girls are playing really hard. But I'll say this, Chad. The guy that steals the show, Tom Hanks. One of his better performances.
I didn't know he was
iconic. He plays a very drunken, washed up, old baseball player who doesn't want to be coaching this team, but it's great. You know, eventually, of course, as in any movie, he starts liking the girls and they just, you know, it's just a really good timepiece kind of movie. Most of the great sports movies, I feel like, are set kind of in the past and are kind of timeless in that way. League of Their Own is definitely in that category. It's got tons of great little characters. The moment that stands out in that movie to me is there is a dad who has a girl who he's raised up like a boy. Okay, her name's, I can't remember her name. I wanted to say Dottie, but I don't think that's right. But the scout who's finding all the pretty girls to be in this baseball league sees this guy's ugly daughter, and he goes, okay, and he's like, no, she can't be in the league. She's not pretty enough. And then the dad gives this heartfelt speech, and he goes, she doesn't have a mama, and I had to raise her, and I raised her like a boy. Don't punish her for me not being able to raise her like a girl. And he lets her come along. It's sweet, Chad.
That's pretty cool.
You'd like part of it.
I'll watch it.
Okay, and I'm going to say this, Chad. One thing I wanted to do also is, of all these movies we list, I want to give you one that you have to go watch, and you have to give me one that I have to go watch. So we'll see. I might choose that one. I might not.
It's a good one.
All right.
Who's the main actress in that?
Gina Davis, I think's her
name. Yeah. So fun fact, 2 years ago, she helps run the Bentonville Film Festival. It's
really?
And so she did a charity softball event where they did like a league of their own, and they went and played at the Natural Stadium they like played softball. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's nice. Have you heard the phrase, there's no crying in baseball?
Yes, that is where that came from.
That's from A League of Their Own. Yeah, one of the girls starts crying and Tom Hanks just tries. It's funny. It's a great little scene.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Why don't you leave her alone, Jimmy?
Oh, you zip it, Doris. Rogers Hornsby was my manager, and he called me a talking pile of pig. And that was when my parents drove all the way down from Michigan to see me play the game. And did I cry?
No.
No. No. And you know why?
No.
Because there's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in baseball. Right.
What's your number three,
no
Chad?
No crying.
Yeah. Number three, Sandlot.
Oh, classic. Love it. That's a great pick. Great pick.
I'm naming all kinds of classics.
There's
over
two.
Here. Obviously, you've seen Sandlot.
That's another one that's, again, it's set in the past, which means it's timeless. It's so good.
My gosh. Even my kids like it.
It's so good.
I mean, when he jumps in the deep end, like Squints that jumps in the deep end? Oh, man. For Jamie, Lifeguard's name?
Peppercorn. Something Peppercorn, the lifeguard. Yeah.
Oh, man. Fantastic.
So many iconic, you know, you got the beast, the humble beast out there that they're scared of. You know, you got the shy, awkward boy who just wants to fit in, finding his role in the gang.
Can't even throw a baseball.
What does he say? What's
killing me, Smalls?
Killing me, Smalls. I mean, there's just so much. I'm just. okay. If you haven't seen The Sandlot, come on. I feel like that's a must watch. Everybody.
Watch it, jerk. Shut up, idiot. Moron. Scab eater. Butt sniffer. Puss licker. Fart smeller. You eat dog crap for breakfast, geek. You mixed your weeds with your mama's toe jam.
Yeah.
You bob for apples in the toilet, and you like it. You play ball like a girl.
Oh, are you in? You're in the drama. You started with the drama.
Yeah, I actually have The Sandlot as number one on my comedy. That was number one on mine.
I didn't follow those rules.
It's okay. Sorry. It's okay. It's okay.
I don't follow rules.
All right, number four on my drama. We're gonna go. You know, we're gonna mix it up. This one, I don't know if you've seen. We'll see. Cinderella Man with Russell Crowe, boxing. Another old timey or set in the past kind of movie. Have you seen Cinderella Man?
This is going to sound bad because I've heard this is a really good movie. Mm-hmm. I started it and I turned it off. I got bored.
Okay. Yeah, because it's kind of, I think it's during the Great Depression or, you know, something like that. Things aren't good for people and they're struggling for work. Anyways, it's about a father needing to provide for his family, and he finds You know, he just starts boxing, and it's all the stuff that it's got all the grit that makes you just want to overcome any obstacle in your life right now. It's that kind of movie. He's got so much against him. Like he doesn't have food to eat, and yet he's still competing as an athlete. You know, it's some great stuff. If you haven't seen Cinderella Man, definitely give it a shot. Yeah, it'll just make you not fear anything and feel like you can go get your dreams no matter what. All right, Chad, what's your number four?
Number four, Fever Pitch. I'm just kidding.
Is that the one with Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah.
And Drew Barrymore? Is that the one?
Yeah.
Okay. Boston gotcha. Red Sox? Okay.
Number four, since I'm going with classics, I'm going to go Field of Dreams.
Okay.
I haven't seen that in a long time, but it's really good. Either.
If you build it, he will come.
All right, you moving on to your comedies here?
Comedy. Okay, this one, I don't want to go back and forth, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to just do my comedies, all right? Ready?
Ready.
Number one, Sandlot. We already talked about that. Number two for comedies. Love that. You can tell these comedies, too, are so fitting of when I was a kid. Like, this is absolutely just because of when I grew up, these movies. So, number two, The Mighty Ducks.
Oh, Mighty Ducks.
So good.
Oh, it's so good. D1 or D2?
Definitely D1. But D2 is really good.
D2's good.
D3 is not great. I don't know. I watched them all as a kid repetitively. Absolutely love. Like, I feel like The Mighty Ducks really, that combo of Sandlot and Mighty Ducks, just there's something about those two together. Just that's my generation. Like that.
You just feel good.
That's it. Like that
mean,
is
Mean Green. Throw Mean Green in there too.
Yes, the Mean Green. I didn't see that one. I don't think
you've seen the Mean Green.
Is that wait, is that the football? No, I'm thinking of Little Giants.
Soccer. Little Giants.
That one wasn't very good. I didn't like that one as a kid. Mean Green. I don't think I watched Mean Green.
You didn't watch the Mean Green?
No, I don't think. Soccer.
The guy from Sandlot is the goalie. The guy who says "You're killing me, Smalls" with the curly hair.
Yeah,
he's the goalie.
I have to look it up. I don't remember that one at all.
It's okay. It's not.
I'm sure it's not that great. But yeah.
It's good as a kid.
All right. Next movie. Oh, yeah. The Mighty Ducks, Flying V. I mean, you got.
So awesome. Quack. Quack.
Quack.
Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack.
So much about that. That was like when I was a little kid, that's who I wanted to grow up to be right there.
Yeah.
That was it. Oh, so good. Oh, I need to watch that one again. All right. Number three. This one's going to be just out of left field, but this movie's so funny. Cool Running.
Cool Runnings.
Jamaican bobsled team. Really good. I'm sure it's on Disney Plus.
It is. This summer. Comes out this summer.
Oh, really? Oh, it's so funny. Hopefully it's held up, you know, as good as I feel like it has, but Cool Running. So many funny sayings from that. And number four, Chad, I couldn't decide. So this is where I gave a wide swath. Like I have five movies all tied for number four, which is totally cheating.
Oh, come on. I've got two honorable mentions.
Okay.
And I'm curious if they hop in.
Okay.
If they're a part of this. Okay. I doubt they are. Benchwarmers.
Nope.
And Bad News Bears.
No, I didn't. Neither of those.
Okay, the new one.
The new Bad. Oh, you're not old school with the Bad News Bears?
I haven't seen the old one.
I haven't either. But I feel like most people refer to that one as the better one, of course, right?
I mean.
Benchwarmers. That's the one with Napoleon Dynamite, right?
Yeah, and Rob Schneider.
And Joe Dirt.
Yeah.
David Spade.
Yeah.
I don't remember much about that, but I remember a few scenes. I remember Napoleon Dynamite standing out in the outfield, like playing with butterflies or something when he's supposed to catch a fly ball, something like that. All right. So my movies we haven't mentioned in the comedy. Okay. Happy Gilmore. Really fun.
Yeah.
Happy Gilmore. Girl. Yeah.
The price is wrong.
Major League. Haven't seen that one in a while, but really funny. Basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Now that one. That one's a little bit weird. That one I give it very has. That one might not be as funny as I remember it being when I watched it at first. That might have
probably
not aged
not.
Well. It's by the South Park people, but I thought it was really funny, you know, probably about 10 years ago. And finally, Dodgeball. Now, is that a sports movie? I say so. Dodgeball.
You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Yeah. Did you know I hadn't seen Dodgeball till like a year ago?
What?
Or someone watched it.
That's hilarious.
I don't know how it got by me all these years.
That is really funny. You got a duck, dive, dodge, and dodge. Ben Stiller steals that movie. I mean, the movie is good because of Ben Stiller.
Oh, yeah.
Period.
Ben Stiller was awesome.
Oh, I don't think I'm a lot dumber than you thought that I think that I thought I was once.
That's insane that you haven't watched that until last year.
Yeah. Jordan was like, my wife Jordan was like, have you ever seen Dodgeball? I'm like, no, I haven't. It's like, what is wrong with you? It's good.
All right.
It's a good movie.
Any other comedies or any other honorable mentions, Chad?
Have you seen all the movies that I'd mentioned?
I think so.
You'd seen them all?
I think so. Unless The Mean Green. I guess I didn't see that one.
Maybe watch that one with your kids because you may be disappointed.
All right. I want to do...
How about a TV show? How about a TV Friday Night Lights?
Oh, that's too long. What about the movie? I have seen the movie.
Did you watch the series?
No. I think I've maybe seen a little bit of it, but I
gave it a hard time. Just because some people like overquoted it.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's actually pretty good.
Okay.
Oh, Miracle needs to be Miracle. An honorable mention.
Okay. I haven't seen that one in a long time. Of course, we haven't even mentioned Rocky. Rocky's like
Rudy.
Rudy. Yeah. Rocky's awesome. I really like Rocky. Rudy's on my overrated list, Chad. Here's my overrated list.
Whoa.
I guess they're all old, too. I don't know.
Whoa.
Chariots of Fire. That movie's overrated.
Never seen it. Never seen it.
It's the one that goes...
Yeah, I know the song.
Dum, 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 dum.
It's a cool track.
It's a cool true story. Yeah, yeah. It's like old-timey or it's set back in time. It's cool, but it's overrated. I watched it actually a couple years ago for the first... And I was like, it's fine. It's overrated. Rudy, overrated.
Okay. No, we disagree.
It's okay. It's like it's all about the ending, and it's like we know the ending, so it's ruined, and it's just okay.
If you don't get goosebumps when Rudy gets on the field at the end and they carry him off, like I don't know what's wrong with you.
All I see is Samwise Gamgee now, which is the problem. I see a Hobbit, and that's a problem. It's a hard one to watch again. Okay, this one I think is kind of highly. I think we might get more feedback negatively about this being overrated than any other movie. The Natural. It's a little overrated, people. Robert Redford, that's the one infamously, you know, at the end. He's got, his bat. What does he call it? I forgot the name of the bat. And he hits like off the he hits a ball so high that it hits off the lights and they start exploding while he's running around the bases. Now that one scene is really cool. Don't get me wrong, that's a great one scene, but the rest of the movie is just kind of overrated. It's fine.
I'd forgotten about that movie.
It's not. It's kind of just. It's fine, Chad. The only other movie I had down to at least mention, not in my top, but I know this is one that people hold very highly. Raging Bull. I actually watched that recently. I think it's a Scorsese movie. I mean, it's probably your movie buff, your movie critic. You know, it's their favorite. It's fine.
Never seen it.
It's fine. I don't know. It didn't do much for me. It's got some cool video, you know, cinematography, cool stuff like that. But it's fine.
Forgot about White Men Can't Jump. That's a good movie.
Yes.
Overrated. We Are Marshall. Overrated. Blindside, like we already talked about, overrated. The Replacements, not overrated. Keanu Reeves, I'm just kidding.
not feeling that one.
What'd you hear on Reddit? Did you get some good feedback on Reddit?
I'll start with Twitter, okay? So our pal, Andy in Memphis, he gave his list. Number one, I haven't even heard this one, okay? Number one, best sports movie of all time, Necessary Roughness. Sounds a little inappropriate, just from the title.
I might need to
look into that one though.
Yeah.
Necessary Roughness. Number two, Major League, classic. Wild Thing, just some great stuff. Number three, now this one we haven't mentioned, and I feel like this is one that's kind of fitting. When you probably were in high school, I think this one was very meaningful to people. Varsity Blues.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
That one was kind of, when I was growing up, that was like a hard R movie, and I wasn't quite old enough to see it yet. So I feel like I had to come back to that one And anyways, I know I've seen parts of it. I know there's a large guy in that one. That's the thing I remember from that one.
That's a good one. You need to watch that one again. It's funny. It's still funny today, to me anyway.
Okay. Number four, Cool Runnings. Andy, yep. You and me. And he goes, and a bonus, The Program. Don't know that one.
Nope.
All right. So let's move over to Reddit. Once I open up the app, Chad, can you sing I Believe I Can Fly to fill in some air?
I believe I can fly. Woo! I believe I can touch the sky. Thinking about it. I get the end where he goes, fly. He just drags it out for a long time.
Excellent. All right.
It's hard.
Thank you, Chad. That was wonderful. All right. Ooh. Hey.
Wait, one more fun fact.
Okay.
Before you hop in. I totally forgot about this. My middle child, Easton, every time he cried, every time I played I Believe I Can Fly, it stopped him whenever he was like under a year old. Magic.
Wow.
It worked all the time. He loved Space Jam from a very young age.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Continue.
That's good tips. Okay. So we will start with this answer from I mean, I could give you their names if you want to know, but you can just look at the thing on Reddit. Okay. One user said, Field of Dreams. Awesome. Remember the Titans. Great. The Sandlot. Yes. And a movie called Blue Chips. Now, I haven't even seen it or heard of this, but this person gives us great story. Blue Chips. This one is more of a personal reason. My mom took me to see it at the theater with one of my friends for my birthday, and we just really had a great day. She was, quote, cool the whole day. I wasn't a little piece of, you know what? My friend had fun, just a perfect day. Mom was really hard, mostly, when I was growing up, so it's just a really nice, warm and fuzzy kind of thing. Love it. Great answer. Blue Chips.
I always wanted to watch that one. I remember going to Blockbuster, and I think it's rated R, and I always told my parents I wanted to watch it, and they were like, nope. No rated R movies in this house.
That's right.
And I forgot about it. So just,
I'm writing it down so I don't forget that one. That's when I have
there's
to
some
put
good, because like it's about recruiting and some of the stuff that goes on. Like, but there's some good stuff in there.
All right. Heffalump Glory. That person's list is Rudy, Major League, The Natural, and we get another of The Program. Got to check out what is The Program, Chad? We got to figure this out. We got two people
on their movie title.
I know.
Not really hooking anyone in with that.
Is it like a space program or I don't know. A lot of programs out there. Who's this person? Their name is Rumilb. Okay. Space Jam, Cool Runnings, Happy Gilmore, White Men Can't Jump. Yes.
Yeah.
That one's before my time. I never saw it, but I trust you that that's a good one. And Joanna Man.
Joanna Man.
Don't know that one.
We don't know that one?
No.
That's where they dress up as a woman and go play in the WNBA.
Sounds fantastic.
it's for like a, it's like, I think it's like an undercover thing.
Okay.
Funny movie though.
Gotcha. And they put lol, JK.
He dominates.
Well, okay. Space Jam might be a serious answer though. Got a Space Jam shout out.
Right. He said just kidding on Space Jam?
I think Joanna Man was what he was saying. Just kidding on.
All
right. Old washed up athlete. said that was their name.
That's the name.
said Tin Cup, Field of Dreams, Major League, Big Lebowski. Now there might be a little bit of bowling, but I don't consider that a sports movie.
It's not a sports movie.
All right. Holy Roman Prince, White Men Can't Jump, Any Given Sunday. That movie's overrated, Chad.
Overrated.
Any Given Sunday.
Yeah. I mean, overrated.
It's too serious. It's just overrated. Yeah. The Sandlot. Blue Chips. Got another Blue Chips. Okay. Documentary/nonfiction. Now, I like this because they give some good stuff. OJ's 30 for 30.
Ooh, I want to watch that. I haven't watched it yet.
I feel like I might have watched bits and pieces. I need to sit down and watch it all. Andre the Giant, Screwball, and Ken Burns Baseball Documentary. A lot of good stuff on there.
I like documentaries.
They're fun if they're well made. Most of them are. All right, we've got a couple more here. This person's name I can't even pronounce. Rocky, classic. Tin Cup. Now this one, highly controversial in sports. Gladiator and Rush.
Come on. Gladiator.
I think it counts.
No.
It is.
Throw it out.
It is it's a fight to the death for entertainment.
No. You're reaching.
You think?
It's like saying Hunger Games. It's a sports movie.
Mm. But it's actually real life, though, so that makes it more relatable. I think that's the difference.
But they
didn't,
like,
they didn't like play basketball back in the Roman period. Like, that was their sports. I mean, I guess they did have some sports, right?
Yeah, the
like
Olympics.
Discs. They threw discs.
Yeah, Olympics.
They probably ran.
You ran.
But I think Gladiator should count. This is highly controversial, so.
All right, well, this just opens up all kinds of movies then. Hunger Games.
No,
Mission
that's fake. That doesn't count, Chad. That's a fake. When things that are fake don't count. This was a real event that happened in history. So
okay.
If you can name something that was real. That's
Ford versus Ferrari. I guess that would be sports.
Racing is tough. I guess you technically can say this person also lists Rush, which I saw, not very good. It's fine. Racing.
Just because it's a true event and somebody competes, it's a sporting movie all of a sudden.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of similarities you can make between racing and video gaming. I really do.
Apollo 13, favorite sports movie.
It has nothing to do with sports, Chad. There's no competition. Well, okay. Now let's break this down.
Your criteria here.
We were in competition with Russia.
It really happened.
We were having a space race, in theory, right? First to the moon.
They raced.
So, hey, maybe you're right, Chad. Maybe Apollo 13 is a sports movie, and we never knew it. Have to think about it. Because it's like you have a team of people. Now, that's next level. All right. Somebody said Hardball has to be on the list. I don't know Hardball. I think they meant Moneyball, or is Hardball a movie?
Hold on. Oh, I've seen that movie. Anything with Keanu Reeves in it, I feel like gets tossed out.
Hardball.
Keanu Reeves is the coach, and hold on. Wow, it was released September 14th, 2001.
Ooh. Not
right after September 11th.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That is crazy. Hardball. All right.
Enough of that. It's about, I don't know.
Look it up.
It's not worth it. Don't watch it.
Don't watch it. Move on. All right. final list. Remember the Titans? Glory Road. Have any thoughts about Glory Road, Chad?
Glory Road's fine. It's a good movie.
Miracle.
It's fine. It's up there with Coach Carter. Like, it's all it's
pass. And Facing the Giants. I've seen Facing the Giants. Pretty
little Giants.
Probably the most cheesy movie I've ever seen in my life. I think I can definitively say that. What do you think, Chad? Have you seen Facing the Giants? It's like by the Fireproof team that just make movies that are kind of like B Christian movies, but people really dig them because they have good messages.
Man, I never saw Fireproof. I struggle with those movies.
Yeah, me too. Well, man, that's it. So let's go. Let's give each other our movie to watch. Okay. So
what you got?
I think, so have you seen Blue Chips?
No, I want to see that one.
Okay. You need to see Blue Chips. That's the one that I challenge you to watch this week. Go watch Blue Chips. Let us know what you think next week. Okay. There's also another movie that I've never seen from the late 70s called Slapshot that I think people really like for hockey. I kind of want to watch that one. Haven't seen it. I want to watch Slapshot. But you give me a movie now, Chad. Yours is Blue Chips. The majority of these I haven't even seen in forever. So you can tell me if I acted like I saw one, you can tell me to go watch it again.
Have you seen Goon?
No.
Go see Goon.
Goon. Okay. I know that's I don't know the actor's name, but he's the one that always has like a mullet and
stuff.
Yeah,
the American Pie guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever that guy's name is, who's fallen off the cliff of his career. I don't know. What's his name? Can you see it?
I mean, it's Stifler, right? I don't know what it is. Sean William Scott.
Sean William Scott. There we go. Thank you, Chad. Okay. I'll watch Goon. You watch Blue Chips. We'll let each other know about it.
We got time. We're at home.
Got the time. So, Chad, I think that's it for us today, man. Do you have anything else that you wanted to talk about or discuss?
I think we've covered it all, Tommy.
Y'all know what you should go see, and we definitely want to hear from you. So if you heard a recommendation on a movie today, especially if it was on my top list or Chad's, Sandlot, we don't need to go through them all. Just go watch these movies. You have the time. Don't go watch another highlight video of Razorback football. War Machine has plenty of clicks from that. He doesn't need any more. He's good. What are you laughing at, Chad?
I'm just laughing at you.
We need more people watching the stuff we recommend. So, Chad, it's important time for great leaders to arise among
it
us.
It is.
I need you to be a great leader for the people. Give us a message.
You want the message?
Yeah, give us a message.
Whew. Stay inside. Stay at home. Quit getting people sick. Somebody got a nursing home sick here in this area. And I don't know.
I'm feeling it's worse bad. About myself, Chad. You need to
stay inside.
You need to up your game. I wanted inside. Like a motivation. I wanted motivation.
Yeah. Stay inside.
All right. Well, that's it. People, there's
stay inside.
If you want motivation, go somewhere else. Stay inside. Well, all right. We'll be back next week until we just stop thinking of content, and then we'll just go silent for a little while. We'll figure it out. We're not real sure what we're going to do, but as long as we come up with some ideas, we'll have some fun. Keep delivering you podcasts, and definitely got some ideas floating out there. So we'll just keep doing it. Well, y'all have a great week, and whoopee.
Great week. Whoopee.
Thank you for listening to Hard to Be Humble. Every ounce of support you give us is greatly appreciated. We can't thank you enough for tuning in with us today. Go now and follow the show on Twitter at @humble_podcast and on Instagram at @hardtobehumblepodcast. And if you'd like to have any of your thoughts, ideas, opinions, or concerns heard on the show, you can leave a voicemail or text our dedicated phone number at 615-392-0107. Hog calls are especially encouraged. And finally, never forget, as the late, great Mac Davis taught us so long ago, it can be really hard to be humble, especially if you're an Arkansas Razorback fan. Go Hogs!